There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Meow. That was a big intake of breath before I did my meow.
Big. Were you like holding your breath the whole time?
I think so. I just took a sip of coconut sugar, so that probably might have been it.
Oh, I've hurt myself now.
Anyway.
Hello. Well,
hello again. Welcome to Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, the podcast all about cats, about anything else.
The only podcast you ever need.
Yeah. Well, that is if you like cats. If you don't like cats, then...
get some taste.
Yeah. Adopt a cat.
Yeah.
Then maybe we can talk, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Then you're invited back.
But please, hashtag subscribe.
Yeah. Rate, review.
Rate and review, because we're a good time, I think. I don't know. I'm pretty biased, though, because I'm the one talking to you right now. So.
I have fun.
Yeah. All right. So what have you got tonight, Riley? Today. Sorry. I'm not giving away the times we record. It's a secret.
Today, I am going to be talking about another wild cat. Mm. We're going to diverge a bit from the household cats and go back into the nature.
Yep.
And I'm also we've spoken a bit on the podcast in the last few weeks about how black cats tend to be less adopted and less kind of
not given the respect.
Yeah, not so they're less likely to be adopted.
Which is a shame.
And kept. So you might get a black kitten, but then you know someone will not want to care for it or anything. So I'm going to talk a bit about one of the reasons that is. And it's horrible. It's terrible. Like, it's not at all.
Pretty depressing.
Yeah. No, it's so dumb. I hate people.
Well, I'm going to talk about people and their partners and their pets and in which order they come.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a big topic.
We're getting real. All right.
Strap in, everybody.
Riley, take us through the wildcat of the week.
All right. So the wildcat this week. We're going to be talking about the ocelot.
Ocelot!
Yeah. So
they have a funny name. I thought I keep getting ocelot and oxalotl. Confused. The walking fish.
Yeah. I could see that.
I was like, I really like oxalotl cats. And somebody was like, that is a fish, not a cat. I was like, oh, that's
so
close. That's
sad. Is it a kind of catfish?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that. Talk about catfish. That would have been so
next
stupid.
Week.
Tune in next week for the catfish episode. All right. So the ocelot is a wildcat native to southwestern United States in Mexico, Central and South America. It is listed as a least concern on the IUCN Red List. The population is estimated to comprise of more than 40,000 mature individuals and is considered stable.
That's good.
There we go.
I can sleep at night now.
Yeah, me too. All right. On to... more interesting things. The characteristics of an ocelot. Its fur is extensively marked with solid black markings or creamy, tawny, yellowish, reddish-gray or gray background color.
I love his little ears.
Yeah, they've got really small ears.
So little ears.
The spots on their head and limbs are pretty small, but markings on their back, their cheeks and their flanks are open or closed bands and stripes. So they're like if you look at them, you'd think it was like a cross between I'm blanking, like a tiger and a leopard, I guess.
Cheetah?
Yeah, cheetah. That's what I was going
to
say.
The ears kind of remind me of a cheetah.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess all big cats, I mean, if you get right down to it, they all sort of look similar. But like this has got stripes and spots. Blah, blah, blah. A few dark stripes run straight from the back of the neck to the tip of the tail. Its fur is pretty short, normally like... less than a centimeter long on the belly.
But it's dense. Is it dense?
Yeah, it's pretty dense.
Dense fuzzy kitty.
And they're normally around, it's a medium-sized cat with head and body length between 55 and 100 centimeters. And a 25 and a half to 41 centimeter long tail. So they got quite a long tail.
Whoa, like that is a tail and a half.
Like almost pretty much half the length of the ocelot.
Yeah.
Females weigh in at 6.5 to 11.5 kilos and males 7 to 15.5. Its spore measurements.
What?
What the fuck is that?
What's that?
A trace or a set of footprints.
Ah.
I didn't know it was called a spore. There we go. Every day is a school day. 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters. Okay, that's interesting ocelot facts. ocelot is one of the most difficult members of the feline family to describe, as you may have noticed by my stammering.
You're not doing too well,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, look, I probably should have glanced over the article before diving in here.
And don't you host a podcast about articles?
No.
Yes, you do.
You mean this one? I don't have any other podcast.
There's one that's got articles in the title.
Yeah. I'm literally doing that podcast now, but talking about an ocelot.
Right.
The ocelot can be easily confused with the margay, but differs in size. It's twice as heavy. It's got greater head-to-body length. The behavior of an ocelot. They're usually pretty solitary and active around twilight and at night. A lot of their activity is nocturnal. Does normal cat things. Scent marks its territory by rubbing up against it or spraying urine. Covers quite a bit of territory. The territory of males is 3.5 to 46 kilometers squared.
3.5 kilometers to 46.
Yeah. So anywhere.
That's a
very big.
That's a big jump, you know?
Yeah. Their territories don't often overlap, but the territory of a male can include multiple females' territories.
So there's like one guy a harem of ocelot ladies that he can jump between.
That's how it seems. Territories of male are 3.5 to 46 kilometers squared, where females cover 0.8 to 15 kilometers squared. So, yeah, normally get about 3 in there. Social interaction between sexes is minimal, although few adults have been observed together, even in non-mating periods. Some juveniles interact with their parents. Data from camera trapping studies confirm that several ocelot individuals deposit scat in one or several communal skites called latrines. There we go. This is sorry, everyone. This is not real. There's a lot of information here, and I'm grasping at straws.
Oh, you're so funny.
Jess, save us.
All right.
The ocelot. Hang on. As pets. Here we go.
Many
wild cats, ocelots are occasionally kept as pets. Salvador Dali frequently traveled with his pet ocelot, Babu.
Shut up. Dali had an ocelot.
Evidently.
Fuck off. Why?
Brought it aboard. See, why didn't I just go here sooner? Yeah. Even bringing it aboard the luxury ocean liner SS France. Opera singer Lily Pons was also known to have kept an ocelot who was named Ita at her New York apartment.
An ocelot in an apartment in New York.
That's bold. She later donated it to a local zoo. And musician Graham Parsons kept an ocelot as a pet in the backyard swimming pool area of his family's Winter Haven, Florida home during his teens in the mid-1960s.
And
here's a picture. There's a picture there of Dali and Babu.
Oh, fucking hell. That cat looks so depressed. Babu, the ocelot. He's like, first off, why, Dali? Why have you put me through this? Second of all, Babu? No thanks. Oy, Jesus Christ. Don't buy wild animals and keep them as pets. It's never a good idea. They're not meant to be in your house. They're meant to be out in the wild doing their own thing, you know? Jesus Christ. Look at that cat. It is possessed. Mm. It is like, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. Fuck that. Even Fifi's like, this is shit.
This is awful.
This is the worst. All right, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, please. That took a while to get any good. But
yeah, it did.
Sorry.
On you, Riley. It's not like we don't do this every week.
Nah, look. It was an off night. I'll pick it up in the next one.
Righto. Okay. 3 in 10 adults say their cats and dogs are better listeners than their other halves.
Yes.
That's so right. More than a third of pet owners prefer their pets to their partners, according to a shock new research. So this is from the Independent UK. A study of 2,000 besotted cat and dog owners show that more than half often prefer spending time with their pet because they don't nag, they never talk back, and they're always in a good mood. I don't know about that for – I've met a cat that's not in a good mood.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
three,
that doesn't sound real.
3 in 10 adults say their pet is a better listener than their partner, while 45% like the fact that they are never judged or questioned by their cat or dog.
I don't know about that. I've seen my cats have definitely judged me.
Frank looks like he does nothing else but judge you.
He sleeps a lot. And judges the rest of the time.
Right.
No, he's a good boy.
Surprisingly, 29% even say their four-legged friend is better at snuggling, and as such, 44% actually prefer to cuddle up with them rather than their boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife. Mm-hmm. Right. More than 4 in 10 pet owners admit to giving their beloved dog or cat far more attention on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Oh, and whereas the partner is relegated to the other side of the bed, is that a word, relegated?
Relegated, yep.
I thought, I'm like, wow, that's not a word I've ever seen before. To the other side of the bed most nights, the dog or cat isn't pushed away if they turn up for a snuggle. Definitely not. You'd be a heartless person. Hannah Edwards, senior marketing manager for Fresh Pet, who carried out the research, while some of the findings of this research are on the surface rather surprising, what they actually demonstrate is just how much people in Britain love their pets and why they are such important parts of our families. Whether that means using your four-legged friend as a sounding board for your problems, which I definitely have done.
Jeez, who hasn't done that?
Cuddling up with them on the sofa in a quiet, reflective moment, or simply spending a quality time with your pets and enjoying their unconditional love. It's clear our beloved pets mean the world to us, it seems, even more than our other half sometimes. Ha ha ha. Shockingly, when faced with the decision to choose a pet or a partner, 14% said they would rather spend the rest of their life with their pet.
Wow.
And although adults spend more quality time with their partners during the average day, around 20 minutes longer than with their pet, a third admit to missing their cat or dog so much when more than their other half when they're away from them. Oh, so the nation's love for its pets is evident, not the least because 42% will kiss and cuddle them more than anyone else, and a third have been known to post more pictures of themselves with their cat or canine companion on social media as couple shots. Oh, of the poochies and moggies, apparently the average spend on a treat for your pet is about £30. So what, that's like $60?
Yeah.
Australian? 1 in 10 owners also plan to go for a special walk with their pet on February the 14th, while 1 in 20 will watch a movie together or set aside some quality time for each other. whilst it's lovely that some people want to shower their pets with extra special love and affection on Valentine's Day, it's good to see the majority of pet owners understand that cats and dogs don't need this.
Jeez.
That's my favorite thing I've ever read in my entire life because I've never felt anything more relevant than to who I am. Oh, because to be honest, I'd hang out here with Fifi, the podcast cat, all day, and she's gone again.
Come back, Fifi. Oh,
I don't know what more I can do. We've got a podcast to do.
You can't keep dropping out halfway through.
Doll.
If I got to be here, you do as well.
We're busy. Come on. All right. So, Riley, let's take the tone down again, shall we?
All right.
Oh, sorry, Zane. I was very far away from the microphone as I said that. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm so, back. Started off pretty pathetic. I'm the first to admit that one. It wasn't a good way to kick the podcast
wasn't a good
off.
Segment, but that's all right.
No, wasn't great. So I'm now going to talk about. All right. Yeah, I get it. It was bad.
No, I said something, but I was like right on the side of the microphone, and Zane made this face where he like put his lip, he put his teeth on his lip, and he winced. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I've got no mic technique tonight. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
All right. Take us through it.
As I mentioned earlier, and as we've spoken about in the past couple of weeks, A lot of people are given black cats a pretty wide berth when it comes to adopting or, you know, abandoning cats or anything like that. And a lot of the times it can be because of superstition, because black cats have always been attributed with bad luck.
Halloween, witches.
Yeah, the whole gamut. There is also a very specific number of really, really subpar people who won't adopt or own a black cat because they are harder to take selfies with.
And you know what? We don't fucking like those people.
No, not in the slightest. Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
So, got an article here. Black cats are being left behind at rescue centers as no one wants to adopt them because they don't show up as well in photos to post to social media. People won't even come and look at them, apparently, says Christine Baker, founder of the Moggery in Bristol. If I'm ever in Bristol, I know where I'm going. She added that it has become much harder to rehome them because of selfies. Like, yeah.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I know. And like Zane is just gesturing to Fifi, who is the podcast cat. And we've got pictures of her on the Instagram. She's quite a dark cat, but you just
don't get her on the black carpet.
Yeah. Zane's going to jump on for a sec.
Whoopi's on.
I was actually gesturing to her because when I first had my interview to meet Fifi, they said that no one before me had ever expressed any interest in coming to see her because she was black.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she had been in care for a year and a half.
Bullshit.
Oh, I agree.
Phoebe, weigh in on this, doll.
Come on.
Come on.
This is your time to shine.
No.
Yeah. All right.
No, you've offended her.
That's just, oh my God, that's so terrible.
So fucking sad. Something so, like, dolls, I'll level with you. I fucking love a selfie. Love a selfie, but don't think about that when you're adopting an animal. It's not about that.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's so dumb. My God.
So yeah, people, the article continues, people live their lives to put pictures on Facebook, and so black cats are even less popular. Ugh. The 67-year-old said that for the first time, all 40 cats at the center were black.
Fuck.
That is
off.
Oh,
that makes me fucking rage. Oh, my God.
This has prompted her to offer free neutering to all black cats in February in a bid to reduce the number of leftover kittens.
Oh.
Every autumn I'm left with black kittens, she said, adding that people will wait for the next kitten season rather than adopt what we have. They were delightful, friendly, but the wrong color, and people will not even look at them. The Cat Protection Charity recently said that, the Cat Protection Charity recently said that black cats took 13% longer to rehome than cats of any other color in 2017. In France and Germany, black cats are considered unlucky, but they aren't here, says Ms. Baker, here referring to Britain. Tabbies are snapped up on day one. Torties are the next. Gingers are the Marmite color. They're either loved or hated, but nobody wants a black cat.
Oh.
Even if someone wants to adopt a black cat, they may reject a perfectly healthy, friendly kitten because of some other aesthetic reasons. I've had kittens turn down because their faces were too rounded and they wanted pointy faces. Alternatively, someone wanted a black fluffy cat, which I had, a lovely, friendly black fluffy cat, and she came with a tape measure. Her last cat had 3-inch long fur and this one was not quite that long. What the hell?
People are so fucking dumb. I am so, I'm irate at the moment. Fuck off. Very mad.
This was why the centre will arrange for black cats to be neutered for free with the local vet. It is a desperate effort to prevent kittens from being left over. It's very easy to get rid of kittens, but it is difficult to find caring permanent homes for them. I'll send you an email with my home address and you can give them all to me.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll open a black cat cattery, you know?
Hell yes.
We'll just live in a house. I'll live to feed those fucking cats, okay? You know what? Fuck it.
We should open up like a jazz bar and call it the Black Cat and
the
just
black
have.
The Black Cat, and then it's just full of black cats.
Yes.
Oh.
That's season two. We'll let you know how our jazz club goes.
You can sign up to our GoFundMe, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
It's live at the time of airing. Our GoFundMe is live.
Oh.
Zane is quaking. Is there anything more superficial and petty than that?
No.
God.
And it's the same with dogs too.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring up the enemy, but
yeah, you know. In this we can find, like, we'll call a truce for this. People need to sort it out.
Oh,
I'll wait.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, I'm so mad. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to do the best friend feline cat profile of the week to cheer myself up because fucked if I'm not really upset right now. Anyway, so just to say fuck you to everybody, we've got a black cat that we're going to talk about, and his name is Albus, and he was born on the 26th of March, 2018. He's male, and he's a domestic short hair, cross domestic medium hair. He's so cute. Under the light, he's got like a blue sheen to him. He looks like a sweet baby angel. He's $195 to adopt, and he's in Bald Hills, and he's a super smoochy cat. He's fine with other cats. He's not tested with dogs, but should be fine with correct introductions. He hasn't been tested on children, but because he's still young, he's probably fine. And he's due to leave care now. Oh, Riley, why did you? No.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Albus and his siblings sadly lost their mother when they were approximately 3 weeks old and since then have been lovingly hand-raised. Like most hand-raised babies, Albus is extremely people-orientated and just adores to sit and climb all over you before falling asleep on your lap with all of his siblings. He's the biggest of his litter and is an adventurous little man who likes to explore and play, but once he's done, back to the human for cuddles he goes. Initially, Albus appeared to be a domestic short hair, but as he's getting older, he has longer fur coming through, so there's a chance he may be a little bit fluffy when he's grown up. This little guy is just gorgeous and will make a wonderful addition to any home. If you'd like to meet this gorgeous man, please email inquiriesbff@gmail.com to organize a meet and greet. And please, someone fucking do. Oh, this cat is so cute. And I just, oh, God. That's the thing. We keep saying every week, oh, this cat's so cute. Oh, this cat's so cute. Because the entire fucking rescue was full of all these cute cats that you can go and adopt. And if I see one more person buying a cat, I'm going to rage. I am going to fucking rage. There are so many cats out there that need a home. Yeah. Anyway, Riley, take it home with the Instacat of the week.
All right. We're now going to talk about a cat that doesn't need a home. He's got one. We are going to talk about Hosiko cat. Hosiko, I think.
Hosiko.
So Hosiko is a Scottish straight ear. Not a Scottish fold. He is.
He has such a chubby little face.
He is almost spherical. He's a very big boy. He's got the cutest. Yeah, his head is just a circle. Yeah, like it's not even.
And his eyes are. He's like
his eyes are enormous.
He's like a good 65% eyes, I'd say, and then just the rest is like fluffy cheeks.
65% eyes, 35% cheek.
Yeah.
He is adorable. He's in Moscow.
He's
up in Moscow there.
Up
he's
in the
4 years
Russian
old.
Region.
He likes to eat, he likes to sleep, and he likes to play.
Good.
And apparently he's a bit shy.
Aww.
And yeah, you can jump on Instagram, have a look at him. There's all sorts of pictures of him laying down and sleeping and being
fluffy. He
is fluffy.
A little loaf.
And like there is
someone has turned him actually into a loaf of bread.
Someone has photoshopped him into a loaf of
and
bread.
And it's the best thing I've ever seen. His little feet and his little tail. Oh, no, look at him.
He's so big.
He's such a big boy.
Oh, he looks so cute.
His legs, not his legs, his like paw bits look so fucking long.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good boy.
And his eyes are so gorgeous.
Oh, my
gosh.
He's
so pretty.
He's like a little potato.
He is.
Oh. Potato. Roo, roo.
And he, yeah.
Oh, bless. Okay. Well, then go check out Hosiko on your Instagram. Please go onto the Best Friend Felines website. Either find yourself a cat, become a foster. Oh, my God. He's in a tub. Oh, holy shit. Oop. Yep. Tub. Tub cat. Hashtag tub cat. Hashtag put your cat in a tub. Hashtag do it. Hashtag live your dreams. Cats are liquid.
Tag
oh,
us.
Oh, nope. They've turned him into a meerkat. Oh, yeah. Nope.
It's a good Instagram.
It's an excellent Instagram if you need to cheer up. Like, oh, he's in a backpack. Oh, he's going for a walk.
Is that the thing that came into your
That's
work the other
thing
day?
That came into
oh,
my work.
Oh, my God.
Two cats. Two different backpacks, same amazing lady. So if you want to adopt a cat, please go on the Best Friends Feline website. If you want a black cat, especially, shout out and send us a photo.
Yeah,
you can send us an email at everybodywantstobeacatpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at the Meow Podcast. We are Everybody Wants to Be a Cat on Facebook. Tag us in your cat memes. Let's keep this Instagram and Facebook lit with like cute photos of cats because why the fuck not?
What else would you want to see?
Fifi, once again, is not available for your questions or your queries this evening. She is busy. She's
getting a bit out of control, really.
Yeah, she's becoming a bit of a diva. She's retired to her trailer.
She's not coming out unless we play her
contractually
song.
We can only talk about her. We can't force her out. So that's going to be a problem. So, yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm sorry we went through a range of emotions today.
Yeah, this was
today.
A big episode.
Yeah. I am confused with emotion.
Yeah.
But that's okay because that's cats for you.
That's
so have a good week. Give your cat a kiss and a cuddle for me because fuck, I'm going to go get Fifi now out of the cupboard and force affection on her and see how that goes.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
All right.
All right. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Meow.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.